This is your Glacier Markets Farm report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 282 for Thursday, February 27th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures turned lower on Thursday due to losses in Chicago soy. At the final settlement, the May canola contract gives up $6.30 at $658.10 per ton, and the July contract loses $5.40 at $664.90 per ton. While canola is getting support from upticks in European rapeseed, there's pressure from declines in the Chicago soy complex, along with hard losses in Malaysian palm oil. Gains in crude oil temper the losses in the vegetable oils. It's believed there's some buying ahead of March 4th, the day United States President Donald Trump says he will slap 25% tariffs on most imports from Canada and Mexico. Stat Canada reports the January canola crush comes to 1.01 million tons, up almost 8% from a year ago. StatCan also says January deliveries of canola are 2.17 million tons, 37% more than a year ago. The Canadian dollar is weaker on Thursday afternoon in light of a stronger U.S. dollar. The loonie falls to 69.32 U.S. cents compared to Wednesday's close of 69.74. The U.S. Department of Agriculture issued its 2025-26 estimates at its Outlook Forum today. Planted soybean acres are projected to be 84 million, down 3.1 million from last year's plantings. Corn acres are to be 94 million, down 600,000 from what was seeded last year. Total U.S. planted wheat acres are pegged at 47 million, up by 1.1 million from last year. And the USDA released its export sales report with old crop soybeans at nearly 411,000 tons, soy meal is more than 176,000 tons, and soy oil comes in at 18,400 tons. While the soybeans and soy oil are within trade predictions, the soy meal comes up short. Export sales of U.S. corn are almost 795,000 tons and below trade guesses. Wheat sales of 269,000 tons are just short of market predictions. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures drop back on Thursday afternoon. The May contract loses 4 cents at $10.37 per bushel. May soy oil is down by almost a quarter cent at 45.35 cents per pound. May soy meal is down $2.30 at $300.20 per short ton. Also in Chicago, May corn drops 12.5 cents at $4.81 per bushel. May oats tack on a quarter cent at $3.73. The U.S. wheat complex is down hard as Chicago May falls 17 cents at $5.62.5. Kansas City May drops 13 cents at $5.85. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis May pulls back 12 cents at $6.05.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday, February 27th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.